Good morning, or good evening, depending on what time you're listening to this. You're listening to the Quitting Marijuana Podcast, and I'm your host, Jonah. You can always reach out to me, quittingmarijuanapodcast@gmail.com, or you could reach out to Jamie, quittingmarijuanapodcast, Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, at quittingmarijuanapodcast.com. I'm sorry you haven't heard from me in a while, mostly because I haven't felt worthy to talk to you. You know, I did end up smoking 2 weekends ago. And a friend of mine, he was 77, he's an old man, old gay bachelor. He's the one who got me into all my outdoor adventure. Really, really nice guy. Gave you the shirt off his back. Has always supported kids getting into athletics, running. You know, at one point I wished he was the godfather of my children, right? He taught my mom. He's the one who has that camp up north where we'll go and swim and canoe and stuff. I mean, this guy is great. He's also a very unique individual. He speaks like 4 different languages. He travels the world. He's definitely not about creature comforts. Very minimalist. Pretty much shops exclusively at the dollar store or at Aldi's. And so he was sicker than a dog. I went out there just to have dinner with him. And I drove past a couple of pot shops. And I was like, I'm feeling good. You know, I really want it. I want it bad, but I'm not going to do it. Well, I get out there and come to find out he's falling apart. He's got terrible anxiety. It comes and goes with regards to his medical condition. And he's in the throes of it right now with some undiagnosed pain in his neck and in his ear. And he also has something going on with the GI. Not sure what it is. Just crazy diarrhea, nausea, that kind of stuff. Well, it turns out to be gastroenteritis. We find out later. But in this moment, I go out planning to have dinner and play some Scrabble. And I ended up playing nurse to him. I had no plans to spend the night, but I ended up spending the night. I slept on the floor next to him. I slept what little sleep I got. I gave him glasses of ice water periodically mixed with Gatorade. Like, he was a hot mess. And I didn't have to spend the night somewhere else. I could spend the night there. So I did. You know, made him feel a lot better, less anxious. He got a lot more sleep. Nursed him through a crazy fever, like out of the blue while I was there. He started shivering and shaking uncontrollably. It was wild. Well, he had passed out at one point. I mean, literally, this guy would talk to me and then, wham, pass right back out. Within seconds, he'd be talking. I would look away. I'd look back. He'd be snoring. Crazy. Well, I'm thinking, okay, he's got the, you know, a little bit of anxiety. He's got the aches and pains. He's got the nausea. Obviously, what am I thinking, right? I'm thinking, oh, man, I bet you a little edible would do this guy good. Trouble sleeping. So I end up driving to the pot shop, and I get him a bag of edibles, you know, geared towards sleep, pretty low dose, high in the CBD, high in something else. But while I'm there, I freaking buy a J, and I smoke a very little bit of that J, and I don't really feel guilty about it. I felt all right. Felt all right during the night. It didn't really help me with the evening, right? I ended up leaving my soap there. I left my toothbrush and toothpaste there. So, you know, already immediately experiencing some of the negative effects of smoking marijuana. But I woke up the next day and I left after he was settled. And he actually fell asleep as I was leaving again at 7 o'clock. And I'm good. You know, I'm not riddled or crippled by guilt. I'm not all tore up. You know, this was a one-off. It was an exception, right? It was an exception. And so I felt okay about it. And in some respects, being high that night, it made me feel like I was giving him better care, only in the sense that I was more in tune with him. I felt more self-conscious. I spent more time out there with him, and I felt as though if I had been sober, I would have gone into the bedroom and just done my own thing, read a book, fallen asleep, and not realized what a hot mess this guy was. Now, maybe that's not true, but I did actually feel that way. The problem is, and you know where the story is going, I kept the J. Those 2 tiny little puffs I took left a big fat J remaining, and I had a long drive ahead of me on Sunday. And so I'm like, you know what, I'll save this, I'll smoke on Sunday for my drive, and I'll do a bunch of stretching, recover from the body getting tight. That was what fucked me up. So Saturday comes, I hang the deer stands, I do the scouting, I spread seed, I do all this stuff, I see my family, I check out a property for sale. Sunday comes, more of the same. get in the car, take off, go that mile down the road, pull over, get out of the car, smoke the J. You know, this time taking two larger puffs, right? I don't have to get through the paper now. Now it's just straight up bud. So take two larger tokes. And then I realize I got to get rid of this thing, right? This is dangerous. So I get rid of it. And now the chaos starts, right? So I'm high. It's not a bad drive. I don't have an awful drive. I learned some things. I record some things. And then, of course, you know, I also learned some things. And I record some things that are not so positive, right? You know, guilt about using. And it was interesting because my speech suffered, right? I had no side effects from those two small tokes I took after 6 weeks of being clean. None. No red eye. No speech slurring. I guess the side effect was while I was high, I was forgetful. But in terms of like the next day, totally fine. It was great. First time probably ever. However, 2 days later, smoking, and smoking a little bit more that time, complete opposite. Speech fell apart. Eyes were super red. And I've been pretty much living life on the edge, right? Like that fine line of maxing yourself out. The somewhat late nights, the definitely early mornings, training constantly, pushing myself hard at work, trying to be the family man, doing the school thing, the college thing, sorry. And I'm strapped. Like, I can tell, you know, like I'm riding the fine line. And I had a friend one time say, you know, how do you do it? How do you do it? And I said, well, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I try to get to bed before 10 o'clock, like I take my green shake, I eat super healthy, I exercise, I meditate, I read the Bible, like I do the things I gotta do to keep it all together. And as soon as you go off the rails with something, like you go out for a night drinking, that's gonna fuck you all up, all right? That's gonna tip, the scales are precariously balanced, and then you do something like that and the scales tip and you're in trouble. Well, sure enough, you can tell by the sound of my voice, I've been sicker than a dog ever since that day. And that was 2 weeks ago. It tipped my balance bad. And I am hacking up some nasty, nasty stuff. I assume what I'm hacking up, I mean, I'm seeing some black, brown specks in it. I assume what happened was my lungs got healthy. And then I filled them up with ash. And they're like, okay, we got to get rid of this. And they're all throwing it out. But I had a terrible case of the sniffles, terrible case of the stuffy nose. My speech sucked. I was slurring my words the next day as well. I had the, you know, where you get cranky the day or two later. I got the crankiness. And one of the most curious things that has never happened to me before in terms of a side effect of smoking, the day after when I was working out, it was either the Monday or the Tuesday after that Sunday smoke session, I was exercising and I reeked of cannabis. I'm telling you, my sweat stunk of cannabis. It was crazy. That has never happened to me before. And I assume it's because my body was cleaned out and then I put a toxin in it. And then my body was shedding the toxins. Like, just bizarre. Just absolutely bizarre. So, since then, I've been back on the grind, I've been doing my thing, but I haven't prioritized the podcast just because I'm still kind of coming to grips with what happened, still trying to understand this idea of exception versus the rule, and you know how it goes, classic addict, right? You're like, well, once every 6 weeks is okay, you know, and then it's like, well, yeah, but now you've made it a rule and not an exception. If you're going to smoke once every 6 weeks, you've made it a rule, and you know how it is. As soon as you agree, like, oh, I'll just smoke on that vacation that's coming up, it means you're going to start smoking before then too, right? And that's the thing. We're not like other people. Like, we are addicts. End of story. And I'm not saying that in order to be good people or in order to be successful in the world that we have to stop smoking. I'm not saying that at all. But to be better people and to do better in the world and to accept the gifts that God has given us and to glorify Him with fruits from our trees, then we do have to quit. So I've been grappling with the exception thing, trying to rationalize it, trying to logic my way through it. And of course, I can't, right? Like, oh, well, what if I did once every 8 weeks? Well, again, it's still a rule, you know? And then knowing me, the one time that I do it, I would probably go crazy and go overboard. Crazy that the first night when I was with this guy, I did not go crazy. I smoked very minimal amounts. But then, of course, the second time I smoked quite a bit more. I didn't go crazy. I definitely could have done way more. But I think that the duration of sobriety did give me a little more self-control, as opposed to that night when I took too many, or that day I took too many edibles and I passed out in front of everybody in the street. You know, I had been using pretty much up to that point, and then that day I was like, oh, I'm going to quit today, you know, and that was when I went overboard. So to say that I have totally committed to never smoking again right now in this second, it would be a lie. And I think that's why God hasn't healed me from this sickness. I mean, I've been drinking tea, I've been still training. I even skipped one day of training because my resting heart rate was so high. I thought, well, maybe I better take it easy. I skipped a weekend of turkey hunting. You know, so that act of smoking has cost me tremendously. Cost me opening weekend of turkey season. Cost my ability to perform at school and my temperament with the children because I'm sick. It's cost me my sleep. It's guilt. You know, I haven't told my wife that I used. So if you're listening to this message and you've still made it this far, what I'll tell you is, I'm not Jesus H. Christ, okay? I'm not your savior. I'm not somebody that you can, you know, draw hope and inspiration from. I'm just a normal guy, man. And I fucked up, and I would advise you not to fuck up. I'd say if you had a choice, don't do it. I'm grappling with it. I'm grappling with it. Pray for me. I've heard from some of you. You've sent me some emails. I've gotten some texts because I've been gone for a little while. I really appreciate that. I have an idea for the direction for the podcast. I'm going to kind of pivot just a little bit with the content or with the style of the delivery. And I think you're going to like it. I think it's going to be a little less about me and a little more about quitting the dope. But hey, I love everybody. Remember to find satisfaction in the struggle and peace in the moment. We'll see you next time.